98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
Now, next on the programme, here's a bit of a dilemma. Described simply as, my parents are still friends with my ex. How do I ask them to stop? This is a very interesting one. We're always asking you, if there's anything you'd like us to discuss on the programme, to throw us an email at any time to Dublin Talks, all one word, at 98fm.com. Dublin Talks at 98fm.com. And that's exactly what Naomi did. Have a listen to this. This is a problem I know loads of you have had to deal with. I'm having a bit of an issue with my parents at the moment. Last April, I broke up with my boyfriend of 6 years. We had been going out since we were both 22, and as we grew up, we just kind of grew apart. The breakup wasn't bad or messy, it was just time to move on. I've been trying to get on with my life, but that's being made difficult by my parents. They are still in contact with my ex and update me on what's going on with them. My mum calls him regularly for a chat, and she even sent him a Christmas card. She's also dropped into conversation here and there that she might meet him for a coffee when this pandemic is over. As for my dad, he still always texts him about the football. What makes this even more awkward now is that I'm seeing a new guy. I've clearly moved on, but how do I make my parents move on from my ex? How do I approach the conversation with them? Or do I message my ex and tell him to back off? I'd appreciate your help. And that is from a lady called Naomi. And this is a problem that I know loads of you have had to deal with, where you've moved on with your life. A relationship that you were in maybe for years comes to an end. It could even be a marriage that came to an end, and you move on with your life, you get into a new relationship, but your parents or siblings or whatever end up staying in contact with the person that you're trying to move on from. It's a bit awkward. And it's an issue for Naomi, especially now that she is now in a new relationship. It'd be a bit awkward when it comes to meeting the parents, and they're still in contact with the ex, still messaging them about football and all of that. How do you deal with that situation? Surely, when you break up, your parents should be loyal to you and accept that you've moved on with your life. The very first message that has come in about this is saying the following. She broke up with him. Her parents didn't. They shouldn't have to sacrifice a friendship just to placate her. It's a little bit harsh. She's moved on with her life now. It was last April that she broke up with him, and she's now in a new relationship. Now, obviously, it's early doors in the new relationship because, it can't be that long that she's in the relationship, but eventually the time will come to meet the parents and all of that. And it's a little bit, it would be very difficult for that new partner to take the fact that Mammy and Daddy are still great friends with the ex. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. 0877 989898. What do you do when your parents remain friendly with your ex? And Naomi's mammy is even talking about meeting him for a cup of coffee when the pandemic is over. Makes it very difficult to move on with your life and leave your ex behind and, forget about them, basically. Which she's trying to do. She's in a new relationship. She's trying to leave him in the past. But it's very difficult when Dad is constantly texting him about football results. Mammy is talking about meeting him for a coffee, sent him a Christmas card. It's very difficult for Naomi to move on with her life. Have you ever had to deal with this? Is this an issue you've ever had where your parents are still friendly with your ex? or your family members or whatever. Call me right now on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. And we'll take your calls right after the break. And you're very welcome back. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. This is Adrian Kennedy with 98FM's Dublin Talks. What do you do if your parents stay friendly with your ex? And you've moved on with your life, but they kind of haven't. Naomi sent me this message, and I'd love to know what she should do about this. Last April, I broke up with my boyfriend of 6 years. We'd been going out since we were both 22, and as we grew up, we also just grew apart. The breakup wasn't bad or messy, it was just time to move on. I've been trying to get on with my life, but that's being made difficult by my parents. They are still in contact with my ex and update me regularly on what's going on with them. My mam calls him regularly for a chat, and she even sent him a Christmas card. She's also dropped into the conversation here and there that she might meet him for a coffee after the pandemic is over. As for my dad, he's still always texting him about the football. What makes this even more awkward now is I'm seeing a new guy. I've clearly moved on, but how do I make my parents move on from my ex? How do I approach the conversation with them? Or do I message my ex and tell him to back off? I'd really appreciate your help, and that's from a lady called Naomi. And I know this is an issue that many people have had to deal with. How do you deal with it? Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Leonard.
Hi, Adrian. Leonard here. This is a message for Naomi's parents. Wake up, cop on, give the girl a break. Case closed, bye.
Yeah, but how does she get them to do that? If they happen to be listening right now, they may do exactly what you're saying, Leonard, but you can't. Can you make your parents, can you ask your parents to stop being in contact with somebody that they obviously really liked, they obviously got on really well with, which is great. When you're in the relationship, it's great that they're getting on with your partner. But when you're no longer in that relationship, it can be a lot more difficult. Let me go to line one and... Sorry, who's on line one there, Aoife? Julie, you're on 98FM. How are you, Julie?
Hi,
Julie, how are you?
Hi, Adrian.
Now, you're still friends with your daughter's ex?
Absolutely, yeah. Smashing guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. She was with him for 5 years and she'd no problem with us still being friends on Facebook. If I want to send him a text, that's okay. But I did ask her first.
Oh, you did ask her first?
Oh, I did mention it. Yeah. And same with my son. He was with somebody for 6 years. And when it finished, he said to me, because they know what I'm like. He said to me, Mom, please don't text. And I said, but she's done nothing wrong on me. And he said, Mom, I'm asking you not to. If you bump into her, fine, but please don't do that. And I respect that.
So you haven't with his ex?
No, I haven't, but I do feel bad about it. I do feel bad. I would have loved to have sent a text at Christmas wishing her a happy Christmas, happy new year, but I know I would be breaking his trust if I did that.
And why did he not want you to be in contact with her?
I actually just feel that to him, when it was finished, it's done.
And isn't that exactly the point that Naomi is trying to make here? That she's moved on. This was last April they broke up. She's now in a new relationship with a new guy. I don't know what stage that's at, but still, it would be very awkward for that new fella to realise that Mammy and Daddy are best friends with her ex. Wouldn't it?
But you know what, Adrian? It does actually happen a lot more than you think.
Oh, absolutely. I know it does, yeah.
Yeah, it does. But, the person has done nothing on you, and you see them on Facebook, and they're, maybe pictures, whatever, and you'd like to comment, and you feel bad because you can't do that, because at the end of the day, it's your child you're kind of respecting. Even though maybe they're 20, 30, whatever, it's still respect. To me, it's marked respect. you know.
Yeah, but I've just gotten this message in and it says, I was in a 7-year relationship and I adored his parents. But unfortunately, when it ended, it's all over, including his parents, as much as I miss them.
Yeah, it's harsh. It is harsh. And there's no easy way. There is no easy way. Now, if I bumped into this girl, I would talk to her, but at the back of my mind, I'd be saying, does she feel she did something on me?
Yeah, because obviously, if you've kind of blanked her, then,
exactly.
Yeah, and it's not like that at all. You've
not
only blanked her because you've been asked to, basically.
Exactly, yeah. And then, at another level, I actually think, well, you know what, if he is in another relationship and another girl came along, and how would she feel about me texting her or still being friends? Now, with my daughter, her partner, she's actually now engaged, her partner knows I'm still friends with her ex and there's no issues or no problems with it.
That you know of?
Know? Well, I would have heard.
Okay, so can you understand, though, how it does make it much more difficult? I mean, she says in her message to us that they regularly update me on how he's getting on in life and all that. She doesn't want to know. She's moved on from him.
I think it depends on the person, and maybe it depends on how the relationship ended. Because I know my daughter, I've often gone to her and I've said to her, we'll use the name Paul, but it's not the right name, let's say Elaine. Just look at what Paul posted on Facebook and we'd have a good giggle about it. So maybe it's if you feel confident in your new relationship, would that be something to do with it?
Perhaps. I don't know. Or maybe it's just annoying her that she's moved on and they haven't.
Yeah, but the parents are still the parents and they're living their life and she will move on and make a life, but this person's done nothing on them. And, I mean, friends come and go in your life, and if you have somebody in your life, whether it be your son's girlfriend ex or your daughter's boyfriend ex, and you've had a nice relationship, why should that just finish? You know, why should you just finish with that person? I don't get it, but I would respect.
Well, is it not to do with kind of loyalty to your own child?
Well, loyalty and respect that you don't do it, but if it's okay, well then go for it. That's my thing on it, you know?
Okay, stay there for one second. Call me right now on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. This is from Sean.
That woman there is saying that the person never done that at all. So you're telling me she'd still speak to them if they cheated on her daughter or her son, she would still speak to them because they didn't do anything on her, but they cheated on her son and daughter. She'd still speak to them? I don't think so.
Well, that's an interesting question, Julie.
Yes, I agree. And I did say, actually, it depends on how the relationship finished. I did say that. But no, if they had hurt any of my children, it would be a no-go. Absolutely no-go. I wouldn't still be friends with them. No, I wouldn't.
Okay, stay there for one second. I want to run a very quick Dublin Talks WhatsApp poll and ask you this question. You've heard Julie. She's still in touch with one of her children's ex. And I want to know, is it okay? I just want you to answer yes or no. Is it okay for parents to maintain a friendship with your ex? Just send yes or no to 0877 989898. So we heard from Julie there that her son asked her not to be in contact with his ex, and therefore she hasn't. Her daughter, on the other hand, had no issue at all, and she's still in contact with her daughter's ex. Is it okay for your parents to maintain a friendship with your ex? Just send yes or no to 0877 989898. I'd love to know how you feel about this, and because it's something that a lot of people have had to deal with. And how did you deal with it? This is Daniel.
That must be real confusing for the ex. He's still pally with the parents and the whole lot. And he's probably sitting on, geez, I might still have a chance here getting back with her or whatever. He might not have wanted the relationship to break down. and his only lifeline is, you know, stay sweet with the parents, and, you know, maybe, you know, she might get with someone else, but that might break down. She might come back to me. I mean, it's, I think it's wrong. If a relationship breaks up, it breaks up in its entirety. I mean, you don't break up half-assed with a chance of getting back. Like, if you're going to move on, you're going to move on, and that means everyone has to move on. God, like, he must be like, oh, Jesus, great, the mother wants to come and meet me for a coffee. And I don't think the parents realize that. I think the parents need to be given a harsh sense of reality, and she has to go to him and say, don't message him again, and if you do, I'll never speak to you again, or something along those lines, to really drill it into their head that she's extremely uncomfortable about it. And as you've said yourself, I mean, how's the new partner going to feel when, you know, he's sitting down with her dad watching the football at some point, and he goes, oh, geez, I must text Mick there and let him know about the match. I mean, that's not how it works.
But Julie, what do you say to that? That's not how it works. That everybody needs to move on when a relationship ends.
But you know what? Sometimes you can have neighbours, and maybe you can get on very well with the woman and maybe not with the man, or vice versa, get on very well with the man and the woman is maybe touchy or whatever. You won't stop speaking to the man because she's very odd. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but this is a little bit different. We'll stay there. And sorry, with both of your children, one who asked you not to talk to the ex and the other who didn't mind, I assume there's no children involved, is there?
No, there's not. No, see, okay. That's a different scenario.
And Sharon, that's your point, that it is only okay if there happen to be children involved.
Exactly, Adrian. Mm. Yeah. Like, I have a grandson, and I get on very, very well with his mother. He's 9 years old now, and, I mean, to me, she's like another daughter. I mean, I've never, ever said anything different about her. She comes to the house when she's dropping them off or collecting them, and we'd have a tea or a coffee, and we text each other. We get on really well.
Which is great.
And of course, my son obviously has no problem with that at all either.
Yeah. But has he moved on with his life?
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. And the thing is that she gets on very well with his partner.
Oh, right. Well, that's great. That works out for everybody. It's a pity more people can't do that. But anyway, but do you think it's okay when there's children involved? But,
definitely.
A bit of a no-no if there's no children involved.
Yeah, I think so. That just seems a little bit strange to me, to be honest with you, no.
Yeah.
That this woman is texting her daughter's ex.
Yeah, but not only is she, the daddy is as well. He obviously got on really well with the guy. They went out for 6 years. And should the parents lose that kind of friendship that they built up over 6 years?
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, strange but hard.
And Julie, you would agree, obviously, when there are children involved, it's a different story altogether, and ideally we should all be able to get on together, but when there's no... Can I ask you, Julie, with your daughter's ex, do you see yourself always being in contact with them? Or do you think it'll fizzle out over time?
I think it will fizzle out. Maybe if he gets married, gets engaged, yeah, I would think it would fizzle out. Now, I'm not sending him texts. I would like something on Facebook, or it's something he has done. I'd maybe put a comment, or... So it's all very lighthearted. There's nothing kind of, no undertone in it at all. It's just friendliness, that's all. Because he's a very nice guy, did nothing on me. And it's not like he walked off into the sunset. We're still just friends. And my other children feel the same, actually, about this person, about this chap.
That he was obviously a nice guy.
He was a nice guy, so they still would see things, and if something came in his Facebook, they maybe would pass a comment. But that's the way it is, and it sits easy with her, but not with your son.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Tom.
Get over yourself. Your relationship is over. It's not with your mom and dad. It's not like he's coming to the gaff every day, sitting down watching TV with your father, watching football. Would you get over yourself?
Okay, this message came in to me as well, and it says, this happened in my partner's family, and it caused a massive rift. My mother-in-law stayed friends with her other son's ex-girlfriend and was giving the ex updates on her son and his new girlfriend, but in the end, it caused huge rows. And now mother and son barely speak anymore. Your loyalty should always be with your own family. Exes come and go. They are irrelevant, says that message. Amy, your point on this is that losing your partner's family can be even harder.
Yeah, 100%.
Hmm.
I just think, especially if you have a really good like relationship with the family, I don't see why, especially if it doesn't end on bad terms. Like, if you just decide to call it a day, or no one has done anything on the other person, or obviously afterwards isn't vicious or anything like that, why shouldn't you still be friends with them?
Because they've moved on with their life. I mean, this girl is, they split up last April. She's now in a new relationship, and she's finding it difficult to cope with the fact that her parents are still in touch and still up to, you know, did you see what your ex did
today?
Yeah,
but then she's obviously not over that person then, if she's still finding that difficult. She's obviously still struggling to get over that person themselves and move on with her new partner, if it's still bothering her.
One of the easiest ways to move on is to put them out of your mind, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be sometimes. Like, I was only literally having this conversation with my partner's mother the other day. Me and my partner's mother would be like best friends. Like, we could do everything together, and like, we're together. Me and my partner are together 5 years, and we literally said to each other the other day, God forbid anything was to ever happen, we'd stay friends. Like, we wouldn't. It's gone beyond me and her even being only friends because of him now, you know, that type of way. Like,
and I completely get that, but if now, God forbid, that you did split up with him, okay, and you maintained your friendship with his mother, which is grand, what happens then when you're in a new relationship and you're still friends with your ex's mother?
I did hear a bit on it there where she was saying that she's still updating the ex in the new relationship. Like, I don't agree with that. Like, if you're going to continue to be friends, well, then you need to continue to be friends and not continue to be like a spy, you know what I mean? You don't tell the other one all the new information. But if you're friends, you're friends, and that's a true friendship. But if you're literally just friends with the mother to get information, well, then I don't agree with that.
Okay, but you could, if you were to split up with your fella, you would see yourself maintaining your friendship with your mother no matter what happens? Or with his mother.
Yeah, 100%. Like, he has younger siblings, and like, they'd mean a lot to me, and like, obviously his sister then, like, would be one of my best friends as well, so I definitely 100% would maintain my relationship with them 100%.
All right, stay there for a second, Amy. Let's have a listen to this from Sarah.
No, I think that would annoy me as well, but maybe if she doesn't want to upset her parents or whatever, I'd just say, Mum, like, please will you just not tell me about it if you're talking to him, and don't mention it around my new partner either, because it makes me feel uncomfortable. Talk to him if you want, but don't involve me.
Kelly, your partner is still friends with the ex's family, is that right?
Yeah, so, like, she still would go out with his sisters on nights out. We got engaged on Christmas Eve, and she was the first person to comment on Facebook. Like, it really bothers me as the new partner, because she's always there. She's at every family function that we go to. And at the beginning of our relationship, it was awful because I was always, like, mistaken for her and called by her name. And
oh, no.
It was just, yeah. I don't think it's right. I think the family should cut ties. Like, it's not fair on the new relationship at all.
And would he see the family regularly?
Oh, he would, yeah, absolutely. Like, they'd be a very close family. Like, he's very close to the sisters. Like, they would have even, like, gone a night out together. Like, so it'd be nice if they'd have, and she'd be there, and I possibly wouldn't. It's just really, really ridiculous to me.
And I assume you've had this conversation, have you?
Oh, absolutely. But he tells me I have nothing to worry about. Like, they didn't split up on bad terms. They just, you know, they grew apart.
Well, exactly like this lady who contacted us in the first place. They broke up last April, not on bad terms. It was fairly amicable split by the sounds of it. But does it make you feel insecure?
It makes me feel really inadequate,
yeah.
Because she was so great that they kept her around, you know, and I'm trying to, like, make my place within the family as his engaged partner, but she's, like, she'll probably be at the engagement party.
Which, oh, really? Oh, no.
Probably, yeah. Like, obviously, we don't know what way we can have one, but she will be there. She's classed as family, so she will be invited.
And do you get on with her? No, not particularly.
Because I have to, but I don't want to be friends with her, you know. I don't want to be talking about my relationship with him.
Yeah,
with her.
And I'm assuming there's no children involved.
No kids, thankfully.
Yeah, because obviously that makes things a bit different when there's children involved. But there's no children involved. But what I'm hearing from you, and this is, you sound exactly like Naomi, who sent me the message in the first place, that it makes her feel a bit insecure. It makes her, she wishes he would just leave the ex in the past. Or the parents would just leave the ex
like
in the past.
I'll never be as good as she is. Like, will I have that relationship with his sisters? Because I go out with them sometimes, but not the way she would. Like, they really like her. It's really obvious.
Yeah, that's awful. And I feel for you. But he is sure, and obviously you're engaged now, so he's very happy with your relationship, and he says you've nothing ever to be worried about.
Yeah, but it's girl's paranoia, isn't
yeah,
it?
No, absolutely.
You know?
And that's exactly what I'm hearing from Naomi. She wishes her mom and dad would just break off all contact with him and move on.
Unfortunately, you can't make people do what you want, but I totally understand. It's just, I just don't think that it's right, like, as the person on the other side of it, you know?
Mm. Okay, but stay there for one second. Fiona, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Fiona.
Hi, how you doing?
This is an awkward one, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it's always awkward for my mother.
Tell me about your mother.
Well, I would have dated this fella when I was 17, so that's 30 years ago. We would have dated for about a year, and he basically did the dirt and broke my heart, and I'm married now 20 years, and I'd say about 5 years ago, my mother told me that she'd had a conversation with him. She sent him on Facebook, so she sends him on Facebook, and she'd had a chat. She'd phoned him up and had a chat, and she was doing the usual, oh, but do you still love her? And he said, oh, I'll always love her. And she says, well, if you love her, why don't you go for it?
What?
Yeah, I'm married 20 years now, yeah. Yep.
So your mother said to your ex from 20-odd years ago, yeah, who was only a boyfriend of a year, who broke your heart,
ago,
he ripped you
yep
off, and
yep
and your mother is saying to him, well, why don't you go for it again?
Yes, and when I said to her, what did you say that for? She said, I just said it for the laugh to see what he'd say. And I said, well, Mom, do you not realise he's thinking now that my marriage must be really bad, that my own mother is actually trying to say that to an ex? Oh, no, it wasn't like that. I just said it for the laugh. I was disgusted. I was disgusted, and you know when you're so gobsmacked, you walk away thinking, oh my God, did that really happen?
Yeah.
And I probably should have pulled her up over it and said, no, this isn't to happen again, but I didn't. I just walked away. But even now, she'll say, oh, have you heard from him? He's not very active on Facebook. I wonder if he has a woman now, and, like, I really don't care, man.
And this guy is obviously somebody you'd forgotten all about.
We keep in touch on Facebook. As soon as he heard I was getting married, he wanted me back. A typical, if I can't have you, you know, I want you back again. One of these kind of toxic relationships, you know, we would have...
But you'd completely moved on with your life.
Completely moved on, yes.
That's awful, that is.
She's done the same to my sister. My sister lived abroad with her boyfriend years ago, and they were living on one of the Canary Islands, and he was having a relationship with somebody else. It completely broke her heart. She had to sell up and come home because she couldn't afford to stay there by herself.
Right.
And even now, my mother keeps in touch with him and his new wife. And my sister wouldn't even mention his name. Doesn't mention his name. She's just totally horrified.
I mean,
it's pure nosiness.
I can kind of get staying in contact with somebody if the relationship just kind of fizzled out, but you were good friends with them. But when they ripped off your own child,
I know, yeah.
how you could stay friends with somebody who actually hurt your child, which is really what you're talking about here.
Yeah, that's basically what it is, yeah. Yeah, and no loyalties at all.
You say you walked out saying to yourself, my God, did that really happen? And have you ever talked to her about it since?
No, I think the opportunity passed. I should have at the time. I let it go. I just kind of thought, oh, that's my mother. You know, she's not happy unless there's this shit being stirred up. She's one of these that thinks that the grass is always greener on the other side, but it's not.
Right.
She hasn't had a lot of happy relationships in her own life.
Yeah, so that's very difficult. That's very difficult. It really is. So what would you advise to the lady who sent me the message in the first place, Naomi? Mom and Dad still in touch with her ex. She's moved on with her life. She's got a new boyfriend and she wants to just forget him. But Mommy and Daddy are still in touch with him. Should she say it to them?
I think if they're in touch with him, it's up to them, but they shouldn't be mentioning him to her. My daughter's only 18 and she hasn't had a lot of relationships, but I know if she had a boyfriend that they split up, I wouldn't be rubbing her nose in it if I was in touch with him.
Mm.
You know, you have to stay with your kids, and that's that.
All right, let me just have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note. This is from Peter.
Peter Clendalk, and I think Naomi should mind her own business. It's nothing to do with her, who her parents talk to and don't talk to. They don't tell her who she can talk to and who she can't talk to, so she should butt out and mind her own business.
All right. One last call on this, and that is you, Liz. You're on 98FM. How are you, Liz?
Hiya.
Now, Liz, what did you want to say on this?
I've no problem with them keeping in contact with the ex. I just don't see why they have to inform her. Well, it sounds like the mother more so than... Because she didn't really say her dad was saying that until my mum.
No, she said her dad is always texting him about the football.
Yeah, but she didn't say, like, the dad is always up how he is, whereas that's what she said about the mother, like, that she'd be dropping him into conversations. It just sounds to me like the mother is now over the breakup.
Yeah, where the daughter is.
Yeah, and it's all right where I'll be in friends with him and all. But if I was her, I'd be having a conversation with my mother and saying, like, talk to him all you want, but she doesn't need to keep her informed. You know what I mean?
So she should talk to Mammy and say, Mammy, I'd prefer if you didn't talk to my ex anymore.
No, not even so much that I prefer you didn't talk to him, but talk to him all you want, but you don't need to talk to me about him.
Yeah, okay, exactly, yeah. And one final WhatsApp voice note. This is Jessica.
Good morning. My husband's family are still great friends with the ex. They don't talk to me, but they still are great friends with her. Fine, look, it is what it is. It's not nice at times, but... Once everybody is happy and healthy, I suppose.
I know, but it is very difficult to deal with. Anyway, thank you, Jessica. One final message. I had a great relationship with my ex's parents and sisters and brothers. It's definitely the unspoken part of a breakup. Interesting conversation. Thanks very much indeed for all of your calls.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.